You're listening to SBS News.
SBS reported in July that a survey of 15,000 Australians confirmed that domestic violence had escalated while people were forced to stay at home due to the coronavirus pandemic. The research by the Australian Institute of Criminology surveyed women and found almost 1 in 10 women who were in a relationship reported experiencing physical or sexual violence in the first 3 months of the pandemic from March to May. LGBTQI+ relations were not included in the research, but according to two LGBTQI+ support organizations, incidences of domestic violence also increased in that community, surprising gays and straights alike who thought domestic violence and abuse was non-existent. Tyrone, a shopkeeper on Oxford Street near Sydney's CBD, says he has heard that it happens, but like a dirty little secret, no one speaks about it.
I have just heard from it from friends of friends. No one really talks about it. It's very taboo. It's very hush-hush.
In the straight world, domestic violence is an issue that is addressed and spoken about, one which resources are made available to fight against. But in the LGBT world, domestic and intimate partner violence is virtually unheard of, but it is prevalent, even more prevalent than in heterosexual relationships. Victoria, a shopkeeper on Sydney's main queer promenade, was almost disbelieving. She says her customers are always happy and beautiful, adding that she expects violence to happen in the straight world, but not in the queer one.
No, so our customers, everyone is very happy, and they really cooperate with each other. It's really good people. So that's why I'm surprised how the gay people doing well, much better than our normal society, actually. So they really respect each other and really surprised. So far, I never heard. Everyone is beautiful.
However, the reality is that domestic violence occurs more in the queer world than it does in the straight world. That is even more the case during the COVID-19 pandemic. Jen, who wishes to only be identified by her first name, suffered abuse in her relationship with her same-sex partner. The abuse began 6 months into the relationship and went on for 3.5 years.
So I was in a same-sex relationship with a woman. We were together nearly 4 years. At the end of the first year, when things started getting abusive, we faced a lot of struggles in our relationship. My partner at the time, her family are homophobic and not really accepting, and I think that was a really big part of her self-conflict and her self-acceptance and being able to deal with anger. And one of her coping mechanisms was aggression, was anger, was abuse. She was emotionally abusive, but then it did turn physical. We would fight, and you know, she could just get so angry and slap me in the face.
The health promotion organization ACON in New South Wales and Switchboard out of Victoria, which operates a violence helpline, have both reported large jumps in partner and family violence incidents during the COVID-19 pandemic. They say the figures are above and beyond the norm for non-pandemic times. Joe Ball is the CEO of Switchboard, which runs the Rainbow Door of Victoria, an LGBTQI+ violence helpline that deals with the issue of violence in queer relationships.
Look, at Switchboard, we run, you know, the only LGBTI family violence helpline, and that's called the Rainbow Door. So there's other, you know, family violence services, as you rightly mentioned, at ACON, and here we have at Thorn Harbour, but we actually run the only helpline. And that's Victorian-wide, and we have seen absolutely an increase in calls around intimate partner violence and family violence. And drawing a slight distinction there between, I guess, the violence that happens in your partnership and the violence that might be happening in your family home. And we've seen increases in both those cases.
The Australian Institute of Family Studies in December of 2015 reported on research conducted by the Australian Research Centre for Health and Sexuality into intimate partner violence in lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, intersex, and queer communities. The research found that approximately 28% of male-identifying respondents and 41% of female-identifying respondents reported having been in a relationship where a partner was abusive. In another similar study done by the Australian Institute of Family Studies, it was found that just under a third of LGBT respondents had been involved in a same-sex relationship where they were subjected to abuse by their partner, with 78% of the abuse being psychological and 58% physical. The research also found that lesbian women were more likely than gay men to report having been in an abusive same-sex relationship. Eloise Layard is the Sexual Domestic and Family Violence Program Coordinator at ACON in New South Wales.
What we kind of know about natural disasters, including the COVID-19 pandemic, is that we do see an increase in domestic and family violence in these times, and specifically at COVID-19 as well. There has been research kind of looking at it. So some of the things that kind of come behind an increase in domestic and family violence for both cisgender heterosexual women and LGBTQ people during COVID-19 specifically are things like spending more time together than before restrictions were in place, increased social isolation and decreased social movement, which actually limits opportunities for people to, I guess, get help and seek that support outside of their home.
Ms. Layard says that violence is rooted in power and control.
Also, people, can experience increases in stresses. So during times of crisis, part of the reason it can escalate is that intimate partner and family violence are really rooted in power and control. So job insecurity and money pressures, or even something like a sense of powerlessness actually against the pandemic, can see some people, perhaps escalating their use of abuse.
Joe Ball believes the violence and abuse that goes on in the gay community stems from abuse members of the LGBTQI+ community suffered as children against them for being gay.
And a lot of the time the violence comes from, years of oppression and people needing to hide their relationship and the consequences of that, pain and trauma in our relationships. And I think, it's a systematic problem that sort of bears down on our community, that for as long as parents are told that it's wrong or their children are broken if they're gay, then they're going to perpetuate that violence in the family home against their children. Mm-hmm. So it's a cultural issue. We've got to change the culture around how we see our relationships, and then we'll see that our relationships will become healthier as a direct consequence.
New South Wales Police told SBS that there has not been any marked increase in reports of domestic violence assaults in New South Wales associated with the pandemic in the past 3 months leading up to June, and that there has been no corresponding increase in serious assaults and homicides. They added that it recognized the potential for the lockdown associated with the COVID-19 pandemic to result in an increased number of domestic violence incidents. They have amplified their business-as-usual practices, including apprehended domestic violence order checks, with a particular focus on recidivist offenders under the Domestic Violence Suspect Target Management Plan to mitigate any increases. These compliance checks also doubled from the same period last year, with around 8,500 checks being conducted in April of 2020 compared to approximately 4,500 in April of 2019. New South Wales Police added that there is never an excuse for domestic violence, and that if you are suffering or know someone who is, you must not stay silent. Joe Ball from Switchboard says that those experiencing any kind of abuse and or violence should call Rainbow Door on 1-800-729-367 or can text on 0480-017-246.